I'm Anita Rao. This is The State of Things. The triangle-based band Violet Bell is known as a duo who enchant audiences with their strong onstage chemistry. In the past 3 years, they've played more than 350 shows as a twosome. But lately, they started recording their new album and decided to change things up a little bit. They craved a bigger sound. So they called in a few trusted friends from North Carolina's artistic community, and the finished product is a brew of indie pop, folk, bluegrass, and more. Their debut album, Honey in My Heart, comes out next Friday, and they joined me in studio for a preview today. Lizzie Ross is on vocals, guitar, and banjo, and Omar Ruiz Lopez is on the violin, guitar, and vocals. Violet Bell, welcome back to The State of Things.
Thank you, Anita. It's our pleasure.
Really happy to have you here. So talk about how you decided to bring more people into the fold and why.
Well, it's part of our mission to bring community into what we do. And we felt it was time to grow our vision and make it a reality by bringing in some of our very talented friends and guests in our community.
And I'll also say that we've been playing these songs for a couple years now, and Omar and I have been hearing other parts of the songs in our heads, and it's really great to actually be able to share that with other people, so they're now incarnated in sound waves in the form of this album, and also the live band show we'll be playing on October 11th.
Yes. So you also recorded this album mostly live, which to me seems like a terrifying choice. I'm a perfectionist, and I can't imagine letting go of that much control. Tell me about that decision.
Yeah, I can really relate to that. Part of it was like a desire to subvert my own perfectionism. And we recorded the basic tracks for the album live, and we did do overdubs. So we had people come into the studio later, or for instance, because Omar plays the violin, the viola, cello, the guitar, and the mandolin, like, we couldn't clone him, so we had to have him come back and play some of those parts. But for the initial take of each song, it's one complete run-through with the band. Omar and I were both playing our instruments and singing at the same time, standing in the same room next to each other. So we weren't able to isolate the tracks and do some of the stuff that people will often do to control recordings. So they'll come back in and they'll re-record a vocal. They'll have scratch tracks and punch-ins. We didn't do any of that. So it was definitely a leap of faith to, you know, record the song, and we would be halfway through and thinking, oh, this is feeling really good. Don't mess up. But yeah, we had Jason Richmond at the board, and he's a wizard. So between the crew musically and Jason, it worked out.
Wonderful. Well, will you all play a song for us from the new album?
Yeah. Ready?
Funny, this one almost didn't make it on the album.
Yeah.
One, two.
Tell me you're sure. I see you dancing across the water like it's nothing at all. Dancing across the water where the rest of us fall. Juliana, you make you look so good. Juliana, you tell me take my time. It doesn't matter if I'm moving a straight line. I see you dancing across the water like it's nothing at all. Dancing across the water where the rest of us fall. Juliana, show me the grand design. She says days fall down like dominoes. You gotta line them up and see how they go. You know that life's not just a picture show. You're gonna do it again. This isn't the end. Now do it again. A little pretend. Yeah. Juliana, we say we're almost there. Just when I start to pretend that I don't care, I see you dancing across the water and I wanna come too. Dancing across the water and I'm dancing with you. Dancing across the water and I'm dancing with you. Dancing across the water and I'm dancing with you. Juliana, lend me another prayer.
Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez. You just heard their song Juliana. It's from their debut album, Honey in My Heart. Their album release party is next Friday, October 11th at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. You can find all of those details at our website, stateofthings.org. So who's Juliana? Tell us about her.
Oh my gosh, this is a funny story. So we have played over 350 shows in the last 3 years. So we spend a lot of time in the car. And that means back pain. And we didn't even mean to write this song. It was kind of an accident. But there is an online yoga instructor. I'm not going to lie. Her name is Juliana. And she has these amazing 15-minute classes.
Oh, beautiful.
So we would pull over and we would, you know, a rest stop, park, wherever. We would just, like, get our yoga mats out and just work out some of the pain. And I think sometime between, like, Baby Cobra and Downward Dog, I literally, this melody just started coming out. And we were like, we can't write this song. We can't write a song about an online yoga instructor, but we couldn't deny it, so.
We did have Carter Minor join us on harmonica for it, though, and that, I think, helped bring the song to life.
It really brought in something special to it.
Well, let's take a little bit of a listen to a song from your new album to get a sense of the sound with the full band. So let's hear a clip from the song Elephant Heart.
Elephant heart, it breaks and it never forgets. You say you had some wicked women again. I try to let the truth try, but who am I to pretend?
That was a clip from the song Elephant Heart off the new album by Violet Bell called Honey in My Heart. Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez. The release party is next Friday, October 11th at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. So talk about that track and who was featured on it and a bit about the collaborative work you all have done with this album.
Yeah, it was a real treat to have Shauna Tucker, a local musical goddess, and Reese Palmer on that album singing backup. And we also had Daniel Chombo of Paperhand playing sax on that, as well as Dylan Turner, Gabe, actually that's Austin McCall, and Joe McPhail in the band.
So this transition to playing with a bigger group, so many people in every review about you, it's about the remarkable chemistry between the two of you and how that shows up on stage. So what is it like to then have all of these other people surrounding you as you two are still like swirling in your chemistry bubble?
Well, a lot of these people we have, everybody that joined us on this project have been collaborators with either of us at some point in our career. So it was a no-brainer to when we were thinking of who to play bass, you know, who to bring, and which was Dylan Turner, and who to play saxophone, you know, Daniel Chombo playing that Carnatic Indian Raga influence music. So, and then Shauna Tucker and Reese Palmer, that was a no-brainer too. Soul goddesses.
I would say that the duo chemistry is like a sort of a core around which I think of it like as a skeleton. And I feel like these songs, having the band and having the bigger sound is like putting flesh on the bones. And all of a sudden there's this whole new dimension that we can share with the audience. And that is so exciting. And it's so much fun to be on stage with this band. We played at the IBMAs last weekend and it was a thrill. It was like riding
I don't know what it was like riding.
I'll work on that.
Unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was one of those defining moments that felt really good.
And it feels really good to be able to call up your friends and loved ones that you've known and been in a community with and be able to say, hey, we got a project. Will you guys come bring some of your magic and your medicine to this? And
awesome. Okay, let's listen to another little clip from the album. Here's some of the title track, Honey in My Heart by Violet Bell. That was Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez. You just heard the title track from their debut album, Honey in My Heart. Their album release party is next Friday, October 11th at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. You can find details at our website, stateofthings.org. Tell me about the album title, Honey in My Heart.
Yeah. That originated from a very dear community to me, a group of women that I've been meeting with for the last 4 years. We get together every other Monday. And it was a phrase that they taught me, and it originates from the Atitlan people. And it's an expression of gratitude and wonder at the sort of vast, strange gorgeousness of this web of life and our connections. And that particular song and that melody erupted one day. I just was in the company of these women and just started spontaneously singing. This is a theme, just being in situations and sort of spontaneously starting to sing. So I brought it home to Omar and we brought the rest of the song out.
This is a question I feel like I always want to ask people who are in a band and in a relationship, but how do you make that work in a way that works for both the relationship and the music?
Space, time, patience, willingness to cooperate and compromise.
Yeah.
And luckily, the music is a lot of fun to play, so it's a big sustainer of the mood and joy. And
yeah, I second you on all that. And I think it's exciting, too, because we have so much shared community at home. The musical community and the people here in the Triangle are so wonderful, big part of the reason we're here. And also, we have all these relationships and people we love who are, you know, in Boston, in Miami, and like all over the coast where we've been playing, areas we've been returning to. So having those shared adventures is really sweet.
Yeah, getting to travel together is a lot of fun. So much more fun than traveling with a bunch of guys in a van.
Although we love you guys.
We love our van. It's just, I love it when it's just us. And yeah. You know, we can go on bike rides in Bar Harbor and Maine.
And climb mountains and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to see what you guys do next. But for now, we will remind you that this has been Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez. Omar is on the guitar, violin, and vocals. Lizzie's on the guitar, banjo, and vocals. Their album release party for Honey in My Heart is next Friday, October 11th at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. You can find details for that and all of their other upcoming performances at our website, stateofthings.org. It is a program produced by Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Grant Hall of Mormon. Josie Taris is our intern. Robin Copley is the technical director. Al Wodarski also engineered the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao. Once again, the music of Violet Bell.
And I want to say, if you guys want to pick up a copy of the album or a ticket, you can go to violetbell.net. And we're also really grateful to Skylar Gudis, musical goddess, for joining us on October 11th at the Cradle. Ready.
Give my days to the fisherman's daughter, work my hands for the fisherman's daughter.